5AA zone, Eddie Betts. Congratulations, new contract extension with the Crows. Welcome, mate.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
Well, run us through it. How did it go about? I guess we knew you were out of contract at the end of 2017, so the club was clearly going to approach you. When did that happen, and how smoothly did the negotiation go?
That happened in November. The club approached me and said that we want to happy for longer. So I thought, oh, please, get in contact with my manager, and then it went from then.
Well, it's a great decision, Eddie. And I remember when you come across here, we'd only see you a couple of times a year, but your consistency has just been amazing. You must be happy with that as a player when you most weeks you can perform at your best.
Yeah, and that comes with the team that you know I play with each week. You know, with our forward line down there, we're a very unselfish forward line, and we love to help each other out. And I guess you know having Big Tex and JJ down there when you got someone on you every week that's trying to bash you up, you know, it's always good to have those big guys around you.
Eddie, you know you've made it. We've just had a discussion about the most sought-after, most watched Crows players, and we decided that you and Tony Modra were the two that stand out, although Darren Jarman had a magnificent highlight reel as well. So you got your own pocket. You kick your goals every week. That's a nice little honour.
That's great to have. I actually ran into Big Mod yesterday. We had a Toto appearance out in Central Gorge, driving a Toto up there.
Still pulls a crowd, doesn't he, Eddie?
He does, Big Mods. He walks around in the change rooms after the game, and you know everyone loves Big Mods. He's one of my idols.
The thing that surprises us, we saw you. You won the Goal of the Year with 5AA awards. We sat right next to you, Eddie, and just how small you are and your durability. You're taking on guys that are 6'4" and weigh 15 stone in the old, and you barely miss a game. You hardly missed a game. So that's a credit to yourself.
Yeah, I guess touch wood with that. Hopefully, you know, I don't break down with injuries. But I've been pretty lucky. I haven't really had anything over the years. And I guess playing on bigger guys, you know, during training or during our trial matches, I always try to tend to play on taller opponents. And even when we do one-on-ones at training, I always go to Jake Lee or Jake Kelly or even Daniel Talia. So sometimes Alex Rance comes to me when I play against Richmond. So I've always got to find different ways to beat those big opponents.
I think Don Pike has used you beautifully, Eddie, and we've seen you coming off the back of the square at centre bounce. You've even gone in for the odd centre bounce clearance. Your versatility to your game since crossing from Carlton has really improved, I think.
I guess that's working on your fitness base too, because, you know, as a forward pocket, and if you get stuck down there, it's probably one of the hardest positions to play. So I had to work on my fitness once I got to Adelaide, and you know, playing up the ground really helps me, because if I'm not in the game, I can go up, come off the back of the square, like you said, and even go into the midfield for a little person and head forward.
So, is that your call, or is that coach's call?
Well, they give me the license too, so if I get stuck down there and someone's pounding me the whole game, I've got a license just to call someone out and go up in there, which is great.
Eddie, you must be proud too of all the Indigenous boys that are coming through. Kane just picked his top five for Port Adelaide, and four of those are Indigenous. Wanganine, Wingard, Sean Burgoyne and Pickett. We're seeing Charlie Cameron come through. Most clubs now have some very exciting young Aboriginal boys, so that must be exciting for you too.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's always great to watch, you know, the young Indigenous players coming through. You know, I've always keep an eye out for all the other small forwards, as in Chad and Cyril, and see how they're going. And I always tend to try and make it a little competition. So if they've kicked a certain amount of goals, I always try kick as much as them or even more. So it's always good to watch those kind of players.
Wayne Miller is one of those, Eddie, and we think he's going to have a massive future. We think he's a star, but he's had a little bit of a setback with a knee injury during pre-season. How's he tracking?
He's tracking along well. You know, he's coming into drills now, which is fantastic, and you know, he's worked on his fitness over the pre-season too, him and Charlie. So it'll be good to see Wayne get back, and hopefully Charlie can get up on that wing as well and put them two up there and let them run wild.
It's amazing how your career can take a different turn. You can go one way or the other. You were playing with a pretty ordinary side in Carlton and one of the better players over there, and you come across to Adelaide, which I think blindsided quite a few people, and now you've made it your own. So there's a bit of luck involved, isn't there, going to the right environment?
Yeah, it is. And I guess coming to Adelaide from Carlton, where, you know, after Brendan Favola, who was our full forward, you know, we had Jared Waite. And I think Waitey is a super player, but he was always injured or reported. So, and then it sends me and Jeff as those two small full forwards. So, and it was hard to play in that forward line without big guys around you. So, I guess coming here, we're having JJ, Tex, and not being the number one target all the time really helped my game. And yeah, it's been great. I've been loving it so far. So, you know, I've got another 4 years.
Giving you no notice, but who's the best player you've played with and the best player you've played against?
I'd have to say probably it'll be tough between Chris Judd and Paddy Dangerfield. Chris Judd was an absolute superstar at Carlton, and likewise with Paddy when I came across, he was an absolute jet. And probably the one that I've played against would have to be Gary Ablett. An absolute superstar.
Big Lance Franklin up there too?
Big Lance is always up there. It's always good that I'm not in his way. He's down the other end all the time. He's large as three people. But, he's an absolute superstar too.
Eddie, you touched on your Carlton days. Chris Yaron, we saw your post, I guess, an emotional tribute to him when he retired. Have you had any contact with him since that? And can you give us an update on how he's going?
Yeah, I've had some contact with him. He's back in WA living now in Perth. So he's doing good. I think he's going to play for a waffle side over there in, Swan District, where he played when he was younger. So he's doing okay, and he actually said to me that if you look at Nathan Cracker, what Nathan Cracker did, you know, he gave up footy, went back to WA, got his life back on track, and then gave it another crack, and now he's back playing for Port Adelaide. So, I guess Chris can look at someone like that and hopefully get his life back on track and then try again to play AFL footy.
It's a great year for AFL last year, the Bulldogs winning a premiership, and they've become the benchmark the way they go about it. And I see the coach, Dom Pike, said Adelaide have to tweak their game and get a little bit hard, a bit more physical, because I think you've got all the skills, Eddie, but the way that the Bulldogs play, it's absolute manic pressure.
Yeah, it is. And you know, watching every game they played during the final series, it was just pressure, the way that they played. And I guess having that bye before the finals really helped them. They came out and just shocked everybody, which is great to see in the footy world. So it's always good to see some other team win it.
Was it a wake-up call, Eddie, playing Sydney? We know, you know what you get with Sydney. Every week they put in and they're pretty hard. And Adelaide had such a wonderful year. They had a bad round against West Coast in the final round and then a pretty poor final against the Swans.
I don't think it was a wake-up call. We knew exactly what we were getting ourselves into. We knew how Sydney played. They're a very contested team. And, you know, it just shows if you don't start well and you're off, just that little bit, Sydney can punish you. And that's what they did in that first quarter. And we just couldn't come back from them.
So, Eddie, before we let you go, last one from me. Confident the next 4 years, the pre-season getting any harder as you get older, or are you still flying?
Nah, it does get harder. I'll be honest with you. You know, the last 2 years when I started back pre-season, I was thinking, what the hell am I doing? But I guess once you get through that first week, you know, everyone's just getting nervous, come back, time trials, skin folds, how are you going to train? And it's always really tough coming back, but once you pass that first week, you know, getting into footy and getting the drills, that's when I'm starting to feel young again, and that's where I have most of my fun.
And you're still wearing the baggy shorts this year?
Yeah, I've always got the baggy shorts on.
Eddie, congratulations, mate. Well done to get a contract at the age of 30. You thoroughly deserve it. You're playing super football, and let's hope you have a wonderful year, and so too with the Crows.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Eddie Betts from the Adelaide Football Club. And, well, you posed the question, is Eddie as big as Tony Modra? It's about three all. Three all, I think, as we
about
speak.
Three all. Yeah, it's a good debate. It's a good argument. And the listeners having their say.
What do you make of I think it's great that Port Adelaide have recruited so many Indigenous players, but four of your top five are the most exciting players are Indigenous.
Not surprising, is it?
No. I've always said, I got Howard down, I've always felt that they're... when you think of the population of the Indigenous boys compared to the rest, they've got these skills that I don't think, when I say the normal player doesn't have. Yeah, they seem to be able to do the freakish things.
And the four that were in my top five played through the Mark Williams era, and Choco just knew how to get the best out of the Indigenous players, and the relationship that he had with them was special, and it's no surprise that those four played some unbelievable footy under him.
But you think Cyril Rioli arguably as good as anyone, the most exciting player going around. Lance Franklin on his days unstoppable. Adam Goods carved out this remarkable career. Andrew McLeod, the list goes on and on and on. It's just incredible.